Chapter 16, verse 22. Amen. What an opportunity it is to be back in the house of God. Aren't you thankful? I couldn't think of anything else to do than be in the house of God. Hallelujah. I love God's house. Amen. I say it every time I walk in the building. I love your house. Hallelujah. Amen. It's such an honor to be here with you good, faithful saints of God. Amen. Thank you for your worship, your prayer. Amen. I felt something different in prayer around here. Amen. I believe I'm telling you, I feel something different moving in the house. Hallelujah. I pray that we could all just get here. I'm telling you, if we can just bind together. Amen. There was something different moving in this house before the lights came on. Amen. If we'll all bind together, I'm telling you what would happen in the church if we were all prayed through before the lights came on. Hallelujah. That's where the turning points happen in churches. Amen. So good to be here. Thank you for your passion, your worship. Amen. We couldn't do it without you. Amen. Thank you, Brother and Sister Marshall and your family, being so kind to us, opening up this pulpit one more time. Amen. Give you complete honor. Love and appreciate you very much. Love my wife. Thankful for her. Amen. Thank God for her. Amen. The book of Acts, chapter 16 and verse 22. Amen. I pray, amen, that you are not here just to be here, but, amen, you are here to help me preach the Word of God. Right. Amen. Because if you will help me, amen, this will probably be one of the shortest messages I'll ever preach. And everybody said, amen. Because I've already went probably 10 minutes. I gave you two free ones already. Amen. But this one's going to cost you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Don't you love God's people? Amen. The book of Acts chapter 16 verse 22, the Bible says, "And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into the inner prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who having such a charge thrust them into the inner prison, and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight," this is all very common. Amen. We all know this, very familiar. Then the Bible says, "And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them." Somebody say, "And the prisoners heard them." "And suddenly there was a great earthquake." Somebody say, "Earthquake." "So that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately the doors were open." And the last part of this scripture says, "And everyone's bands were loosed." Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost in this house right now. In the name of Jesus. I feel a prison break coming to the house. My God, I feel a prison break in the atmosphere in this place in the name of Jesus. Why don't you lift up your voice right now and ask God to touch us in this place. Hallelujah. God, we come before you tonight, amen, asking you to visit us one more time. God, we're not here to have mediocre church, but God, we want a prison break coming to this city. God, we want a prison break coming to every one of us in this place. Amen, there's some people in this house who are bound, and I pray before you leave, amen, the Holy Ghost will help you, and the Holy Ghost will touch you, and you will get a revelation, amen, of praise and worship in the house of God. Hallelujah. This ain't man's religion, but this is God Almighty's, amen, method of worship and praise. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Come on, I wish you would clap your hands, all ye people, and shout unto God with the voice of triumph. If there's anybody that's got victory around here from Sunday night, you ought to lift up your voice. You ought to praise and magnify the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible said at midnight, Paul and Silas began to pray and sing praises unto God. And when the prisoners heard them, and there was an earthquake. Amen. It said every bands were loosed. Every one of their bands were loosed. Amen. There was a prison break that night, and that's what I want to preach to you for the next few moments. Amen. A prison break. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Why don't we lift up our voice one more time? In Jesus' name. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus' name. Oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, you said your word will never return void. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you don't plan on, amen, worshiping with me, you can remain standing. But if you're going to preach with me, you can be seated. All right. I see that everybody's sitting down. Amen. In June 1962, three prisoners attempted the impossible. Escaping from one of the most secure prisons of its time, Alcatraz Federal Penitentiary. Alcatraz had the reputation of being impossible to escape from since its creation in the 1910s. That's because with its high walls and armed guards, as well as its location 1.25 miles off the coast of San Francisco, outside of it, of one impossible exception, no one had ever escaped from this daunting prison. There had been 12 previous escapes attempts before 1962, but all had resulted in prisoners being recaptured, shot, or drowning in the San Francisco Bay. However, on June 11th, 1962, inmates Clarence, John, and Frank made the most daring attempt to escape the prison island. Although it was said it was impossible, these three men showed that it was possible. With months of planning and thinking of every detail, these men took spoons with makeshift drills and dug through the cement walls in their cells. They put fake heads in their bed made out of plaster and toilet paper. They climbed down a 50-foot wall and they made it over two high fences to a makeshift raft they made out of raincoats in the previous weeks before. The conspiracy for 58 years is, did they escape or did they die? That is one thing we will never know. But one thing that we do know is they successfully escaped from a prison that was supposed to be impossible to escape from. Amen. They were desperate for an escape. They were desperate, amen, to get out of the situation they were in. They made their own tools. There was nothing available to them. Amen. They were prisoners in a very high ranking facility. Amen. They had they didn't have very much abilities to get their hands on equipment. Amen. But they were there because of serious conditions. Amen. And it was very tough, amen, to get out of this prison, and they had to make their own way out. They could not, amen, use the tools that were easy, but they had to make their own tools. They made handmade paddles, amen, for the raft out of wood that they would find and hide in their cells. Amen. They made their own drills out of vacuums. They stole spoons and put covers for their knuckles out of leather on it where their knuckles would not bleed. Amen. It took 3 months to steal enough glue to make the raft that no one would notice. And it took even longer to steal the raincoats to make the raft. They took cardboard and they painted the cardboard and and made vents out of the cardboard to put over the holes in their cells as they were digging over the few months. All these tools they made was very important. They had to have every one of these tools, amen, to be able to escape the prison. But when I went to started researching this, amen, this article that I read a few days ago, amen, it really got a hold of me and really put this in my spirit. Amen. But the very best tool, and I'm about to hit my punchline and we're going to go up from here. Amen. The very best tool, and when I read this, I could not believe it. Amen. But when I read this, I'm telling you, I felt the Holy Ghost. Amen. But the best tool that they had to escape Alcatraz, that Frank Morris, he knew how to play an accordion. And at night, he would begin to play that accordion. Hallelujah. As they began to dig through their cement walls where nobody could hear them digging. Amen. The most important thing they had was Frank Morris knew how to play some music. I can tell you right now, look at it in your mind's eye. Amen. A man playing accordion. Amen. The best he could with one hand and digging out with the other hand. Amen. Where nobody could hear him. Playing an instrument is a part of worship. Singing and praising God is a part of worship. And when God brings you out of bondage, amen, it's going to be praise and worship that is going to bring you out. And it's going to keep you from bondage in your life. And when you can learn to sing and praise no matter what situation is coming up in your life, when you can get the revelation to give God praise, amen, you can come out of the impossible and God will make it possible. Amen. You want to see miracles in your life? Begin to praise Him and worship God. The Bible says, I will praise the Lord according to His righteousness. I will sing praise unto His name, the Lord Most High. I will praise Thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. Amen. I'm telling you right now, if you want to get out of jail, if you want to get out of the bondage of the world, you got to praise God with your whole heart. We can't have half-hearted religion. We can't have half-hearted worship. But when you come to the house of God, you got to say, Lord, I'm going to praise you with my whole heart. I'm going to praise you with everything that I have. Psalms 34 and 1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Amen. It don't matter how bad your situation is, you can always praise the Lord. It don't matter what that was happening in your life, you can praise the Lord. You want to get out of a bad situation, begin to praise and worship Him. Hallelujah. Oh yes. Bible says in Psalms 95 and 1, O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms. I want to tell you, you ought to worship Him right now. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I've been in a pretty tough spot in my life a time or two, and all I could do is worship Him. All I could do is praise Him. All I could do is magnify the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 The first sign of backsliding is when you can't worship. The first sign of backsliding is when you cannot lift up your voice and praise the Lord. But I want to tell you tonight, praise and worship's not because the preacher's saying it, but the reason we praise and worship is we want every person's bands loosed. We want everybody's set free. I'm telling you, you ought to get the revelation. You want to tap into this city, you begin to praise and worship. I know it looks impossible, just begin to praise Him. I know it looks like it's going to take forever, just begin to praise Him and watch God work miracles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Devil, you're not going to take my
praise. Paul and Silas, they were beaten, they were bruised, they were bloody, but they said, in the midst of it all, I'm going to sing and I'm going to worship. Hallelujah. It don't matter what kind of a situation you're in, amen, you are to give God praise in this house. You are to work. Come on, you want to see somebody get the Holy Ghost, you got to praise and worship him. The only way they're coming out of bondage is when a Paul and Silas gets excited. The only way they're getting out of the jail cell. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, yes, I'm going to praise him anyway. I'm going to worship him anyway. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You want to see somebody bound to alcohol and drugs come in the house of God and get deliverance? It's only going to happen when you learn to praise and worship on a Tuesday night. You might say, preacher, didn't we do enough Sunday night? Absolutely not. Oh, come on. Come on, we got to praise and worship every service. This is a revival of praise. This is a revival of worship. This is a revival of giving, of putting the devil under your feet. Come on, God's going to get praise. It may as well come from you. The Bible says, amen, that if you hold your peace, the stones are going to cry out. Amen, if you don't worship him, God will put a stone in your place. You don't want to be set free, God will put a stone in your place. You don't want to have revival, God will bring somebody that wants revival. But if you want on the boat, you ought to worship. My God, I feel earth-shaking praise in this house. Oh, hallelujah. You might say my situation is impossible. The Bible says with me it's impossible. But with God, all things are possible. I can do all things through Christ. Praise the spiritual.